going over the personnel and some of these guys. You know, the, what, you know, remember the game, remember it well. But yeah, I haven't really thought about the what ifs.
Since you've been here, it seems like you really like that feet first slide. Is that one result? Of
yeah, it's just, I mean, it, no, it, it, not just that. I mean, a lot of, I mean, it's kind of cumulative. You get older, you get smarter, and, you know, whether you like it or not, you're a quarterback, you're a target, and you get outside of the pocket, and you know, some of the rules that are there to protect you go away. And so it's being smart with it. You know, being smart, understanding situations. You know, for the most part, yeah, protecting yourself when you do get outside the pocket.
Were you his feet first?
Yeah, I did. I still did it then. It was a, you know, you look back and even at this point can laugh about it, but certainly an awkward play. Yeah, would have, you know. So.
Now you played the Rams and there's a trophy at stake. You familiar with the Governor's Cup?
I'm not. No, I didn't know.
Started with the old St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
In 68.
Yeah. All right.
It was, been played for 40 something years.
Who holds it?
Huh? They do, based on the 2012 preseason.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know. Yeah, a little more to it now.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, preseason games are different. You don't need a trophy for a regular season game.
I mean, these games are so important, you know. You guys know. I mean, we, you know, every week these are so important, and this one no different. Yeah.
I know you're trying to win a game. The Rams are trying to win a game. But are you surprised that St. Louis and Kansas City don't have maybe a bigger rivalry than what this is other than that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you're in different conferences, though, I think. That kind of, you know, I mean, the division, your conference takes the focal point just the way football's set up. So it's tough to have a huge rivalry when you're in different conferences. I think that kind of, you know, could play a part in it.
But when you were with the 49ers, I mean, you and the Raiders, and I know that's different because they're right
yeah,
there.
But, so close. Yeah. But even that, you know, you're close. And other than that, though, same thing, different conferences. So you just don't have the history. You know, you don't play each other every year. You don't have that familiarity, which is, I think, an essential part of a rivalry.
Alex, you know, before the season, a lot of expectations for the Rams for a 4-man.
Yeah.
Sacks aren't there.
You know, it's funny. I mean, you look at the stats. You know, last year I think they were like 1 or 2 in sacks. The year before, same thing, 1 or 2 in sacks. And you know, certainly have the talent. This year, for whatever reason, the numbers haven't been there. You watch film, and certainly though they're very disruptive. You know, the talent is there. Those guys can get after it. You know, a little bit. You know, who knows? I mean, they've been playing from behind, so teams running the ball a little more maybe on them over the course of the game. You know, haven't been in those predictable passing downs as much. You know, a lot goes into it, but certainly they're really talented front. You can see it on film, that's for sure. Certainly, like, it's not there.
What about Robert Quinn? What makes
it yeah, so I mean.
Is it just the total package?
Yeah. I mean, it's everything. Obviously, it's the skills. It's the motor, the knowledge. I mean, as you get older, those guys, you know, continue to develop and hone in their skills and their moves. And, you know, they know football. Same thing, situations better. So. All those things, but yeah, I mean, it starts with a guy that can obviously can play.
This one of those games where you like a fish, man.
You know, for me, like I said, I'm trying not to think about those guys up front, man. I'm worried about the guys on the back end and playing and throwing completions. So, yeah.
Alex, did you get over to the game last night?
I did, yeah.
Just what was the experience like, and who do you know over there with the team?
Met a bunch of guys on the team. You know, we're so close here, just, you know. Neighbors, and those guys have been out to a bunch of practices, and vice versa, they've had us up to some games and stuff. So, you know, it's World Series, special deal. You know, unfortunately, they didn't get the W, but yeah, baseball's weird. You know, they got the 7-game series, so they got a chance to bounce back.
What's it like sharing the limelight with that? I mean, you had gone through that a little bit before.
I think it's great. I mean, we share probably, I mean, predominantly a lot of the same fans, and I think that stuff's contagious. I think it's great for the city. You know, I think it's awesome all the way around. Yeah.
How tough is it? Like, you guys were, you know, you're tough guys, obviously. You play football, you're a tough guy. Where's the line between, you know, kind of, if you're bitten, banged up, being forthright about it? You know what I mean? I mean, you want to stay in the game, you know what can happen. What's that line, man?
You know, I've never known anybody to, you know, that's lying or faking or anything like that. You know, certainly guys want to help the team, and I don't think anybody's going to be out there if they don't think they can do that. And, you know, so, and I think the other 10 guys in the huddle would, you know, would even say something if they saw otherwise. You know, so I've never known that. You know, I think guys want to go out there. They want to be accountable. They want to help their team. But, you know, whatever it may be, if you can't get it done, you don't want to be out there because you don't want to let your teammates down. So.